Dr. Johnson, the Minister of Health and Development, has reported an outbreak of red eye on the island, possibly to purchase it.
Okay, so you're absolutely right. In fact, the Minister of Health did so on May 30th. We reported an outbreak of red eye. At the time we reported the outbreak of red eye, it was not affecting the entire island. In fact, at the time, we had not had report from some of the health districts. But at this stage, June 21st, I can confirm that the outbreak of red eye is affecting the entire island, and all of our 7 health districts have reported cases of red eye. So it is significant. It is significant to the extent that it's affecting all age groups. So both children and adults are affected. It's affecting the school children. So when a school child gets affected with the red eye, it means that there's loss of classes. The child cannot go to school. And when it is affecting the working population, it means that the individual have to take sick leave for a few days, in most cases up to a week. And therefore, that will have a significant impact in terms of the working environment. So the employer most times will have to get a substitute, etc. For that individual who is on sick leave. So it is significant to that extent, and that is why the Ministry of Health has since we noted the first case. In fact, although we reported the outbreak on the 30th, officially on the 30th of May, we noted it for the first case was reported to the Ministry of Health, an isolated case at that time, on 4th of May. The Ministry of Health, in terms of the public health intervention, have continued to do a number of things in terms of the public awareness campaign, education that we have been, that we have been, with respect to the red eye. So it is, in a nutshell, it is significant. And as you know, it is the red eye is something that is very contagious, because it is spread. Well, the type of red eye that we're seeing now, and it has all of the signs and symptoms of red eye that is caused by a virus. It's referred to as viral conjunctivitis. You know, you have individuals normally complaining with some sort of sandy feeling in the eye, or the eye becomes the conjunctiva of the eye, that white part in the whiteness of the eye. It's red. Little bit of inflammation. Eye becomes watery. Persons might complain of blurred vision, or sunlight and heat will irritate them, and have some sort of blurred vision. Some person might even have discharge as well in the eye, although we don't have a lot of prevalent or first type discharge when it's a viral conjunctivitis. And that basically tells the difference clinically between a bacterial conjunctivitis and viral conjunctivitis. So what we have been seeing is it's persons who present with the signs and symptoms of red eye conjunctivitis that appears to be a viral in origin. Yes. So it is a long answer to a short question. It is significant. It's significant because it is affecting. It's affecting individuals. It's affecting the working population. As a matter of fact, it's affecting and healthcare providers, the Ministry of Health staff. We are not immune to red eye as well. We have doctors who are. Some of our doctors have been affected by red eye when they treat patients, and some of our nurses have been affected by red eye. When a doctor gets sick in a particular health district, then we have to find a replacement for that doctor in most cases. Or when a nurse gets sick, and bearing in mind that we don't have a pool or reservoir of doctors and nurses out there, so it is significant. It is significant and has economic impact on the country.
In what health district is the highest concentration?
Well, what we've been seeing so far, the districts that have been reporting the highest concentration of red eye would be in Rose Hill District. Well, reserve this by we have the highest population concentration of population around that area. In fact, the Roosevelt District, almost 50% of the health district of the population, sorry, is in the Roosevelt District. Well, Roosevelt District spans all the way from Soufriere to Massac, Jimmy Down, all that area there. So it's yeah, right, Warner, Jimmy. So it's very wide. And in fact, some almost 38,000-39,000 persons reside in the Roosevelt District compared to some health districts that have maybe 9,000-10,000 persons or less. Yes.
Okay, you said it affects all age groups.
Yes, it does.
But then what if the prevalent be that the disease affects people in high schools, in the children or
Well, it's affecting all age. It's affecting all age groups, as I indicated, both adults and children. We don't have, well, at least in terms of our statistics, because I mean, one has to be, in terms of doing that sort of analysis, one has to be careful in terms of how the analysis is done, because not everyone with red eye will report to the healthcare facilities, and that is why we are very cautious when we put out numbers, because quite a significant number of persons who have red eye will not report to the health center. But mainly what you may find is that particular persons who are working will report to the health center or to see the doctor because they need a medical certificate. They cannot stay away from work. Or children who are going to school, they would need some certificate to indicate why they have to be absent from school. But outside of that, even adults who are not working might have red eye and they will not report to the health center. Or some younger children, parents might have younger children with red eye because they know it's a mild type of disease and they will not report to the health center, to the extent where some persons will just treat at home. So we would not like to say at this stage that it is only affecting, let's say, the working population or children or persons between, let's say, 10 to 50 years, because the number of persons who are affected for the reasons which I gave previously will not report to the healthcare facility. So we don't have those to capture into the analysis that's been done.
Okay, so what is the ministry doing in terms of prevention and management?
Well, prevention and management, a lot of the responsibility rests on the general public. But in terms of the Ministry of Health, one of the things that we are doing is educating the public. We are letting them know that how red eye is transmitted. It is, as I said, what we are presented with is a red eye that is caused by a virus, or viral conjunctivitis, or viral red eyes. So persons who have red eyes, who touch their eyes, okay, with their hands or for napkin or for whatever reasons, and touch someone else or shake someone else's hand, most likely will be able to transmit the virus in that individual. That other individual touches his eye, then you get the red eye. So we advise persons to, when you have the red eye, just stay away from crowds. Okay, stay away from crowds as far as possible, and or congregate with individuals. So if you have the red eye, we advise you stay away from school and from work, because you're going to interact with individuals in those environments, and even in churches, etc., because you're in close contact, you're shaking, kissing, hugging, and all of those things go on in those sort of environments, and it makes it easier to transmit the disease. So we advise persons who are coming in with the red eye to do that, to stay away from crowds. Okay, we also advise them to even those who have the red eyes to wash their hands very, very, as often as possible. Normal hand washing, so clean hand, as we say, save life. Not that, I mean, you're going to die if you have the red eye. Well, hand sanitizer as well. Anything that is that is going to disinfect your hand. So using hand sanitizer, using soap and water to wash your hands. And even if you don't, and for the persons who do not yet have the red eye, one of the things that we advise is that you wash your hand often. So if you don't have the red eye, but at this time, we really advise you to wash your hands as often as you can, with soap and water and hand sanitizer, because for all you know, you might have took someone's hand with red eye or touch a surface or an individual with red eye just touched. If you touch your eye, then it's likely that you might get infected by the red eye. So for both persons who have the red eyes and who don't have the red eyes, we recommend the hand washing. We also advise that even those persons who don't have the red eye, as often as possible, I mean, wash your eye as often as possible, your face, your eye with water. At this stage, it's helpful. It's not that you put a little to prevent yourself from getting red eye, but it reduces your chances of getting red eye. So hand washing and washing of the eye with plain water as often as you can. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. So while
you're
here, what about the chicken pox?
We can speak to that. We did indicate in our previous advisory here. Health advisory on May 30th it was, that we have seen some cases of chicken pox. The information that we have so far is that so we have seen a number of cases of chicken pox between April 30th to June 17th, yeah. But it is not an outbreak. We don't classify as an outbreak as yet, because to classify as an outbreak, what we do is we, as part of our national public health response and surveillance system, we track communicable diseases. We look at, don't want to get into too much scientific terms in terms of, but we calculate what are the normal values that we expect for a certain year, and then for a number of years, we calculate averages or threshold, and then we plot those things in a graph. And for any particular year, then we look and see what is happening, you know, and can tell whether or not it is above the normal numbers that we expect. So we can say yes, this is an outbreak or not. So that is not the case for chicken pox. So we have seen a few cases of chicken pox in some of the health districts. Not all of the health districts have reported chicken pox, but the numbers are, we have not been getting, at least so far for the last couple of weeks, we have not been getting cases or reported cases of chicken pox. So we don't consider it an outbreak at this stage, except we have persons in the community who have chicken pox that are not reported. So we are only guided by cases that are reported to the healthcare facilities, and we track those numbers for civil assistance. But it's very unlikely that we have persons with chicken pox and they're not reporting to healthcare facilities for a number of reasons. One, unlike red eye, I mean, the symptoms are much more severe. Persons have a lot of itching and sort of irritation and some sort of pain and that they get, they have to be scratching themselves. So they need some sort of medication to alleviate the symptoms that they have. So most likely persons with chicken pox would not stay at home, but seek some kind of treatment. So we'll be able to track those numbers, all right? So that's the situation as it is with regards to chicken pox. We have a few cases in between in different health districts, but the numbers reported to the Ministry of Health so far doesn't show that it's an outbreak. One has to be careful with these cross one terms. Yes. Right. But it's not a concern. I don't think it's a major public health concern at this stage in terms of the chicken. The chicken pox. Yes.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. That's it. That's all.